This is Theatre Voice, and I'm David Benedict. Anyone who saw Gregory Burke's startlingly fierce, foul-mouthed first play, Gagarin Way, will be surprised to learn that the movie script he's developing is a romantic comedy. Rather less unlikely is the fact that he's embarked on a trilogy of plays about Britain, none of which will actually be set there. The trilogy begins with The Straits, produced by the highly esteemed new writing theatre Payne's Plough at this summer's Edinburgh Fringe, at the Travers Theatre, and now at London's Hampstead Theatre. Gagarin Way, described by Burke as being about Scotland and the Scottish male working class's relationship to socialism, and by others as a comedy thriller about a heist gone hilariously wrong, was the first unsolicited script ever produced by the Travers. It was also a runaway hit, with John Tiffany's original 2001 production transferring to the National Theatre, with 22 subsequent productions worldwide. The Straits predates it in every sense, beginning life as Burke's very first work, a 40-minute play for BBC Radio 3. Under the guidance of Tiffany, it's now an 80-minute stage play. Burke, the 32-year-old son of a dockyard worker, lived on Gibraltar between 1979 and 1984, and The Straits takes place there over 3 weeks in May 1982 at the beginning of the Falklands War. Swaggering 16-year-old military kid Doink, whose brother is Falklands-bound aboard HMS Sheffield, rules the roost, alongside his best mate Jock. They spend their time diving for the odd octopus, which they hope to sell to the local restaurants, re-rehearsing their hatred of the Spanish Gibraltarians, referred to throughout as Spics, and fantasizing about joining the Marines. But at the beginning of the long hot summer, they're hanging out with 15-year-old Darren, the none-too-strong new boy, and his sardonic 17-year-old sister Tracy. She's keen to protect Darren, who's been bullied in the past, but he's determined to fit in whatever the cost. With me to discuss John Tiffany's production of The Straits are Jane Edwards, theatre editor of Time Out, Carol Waddis and Alex Sears. Jane, at last count, Gagarin Way has been translated into 17 languages. Will Burke have similar success with The Straits, do you think?
I doubt it, because it doesn't have the excitement of Gagarin Way. It's a play that drifts more than throbs or thrusts its way to the end of the evening, and the things that he has to say about these boys, that they can't escape the culture in which they're brought up, that those who are bullied often turn out to be bullied themselves, which may be true, but he doesn't really have anything new to say about it.
One vote already for a play that drifts. Did it hold your attention, or do you think it floated too many ideas without gripping?
I found the first 15 minutes quite difficult, partly because of the language, but for the rest of it, I actually was quite gripped by it, and the fact that actually that we are sitting there for, was it 70, 80 minutes, 90 minutes, that once it got into the showing of Doink and the kind of arrogance that he had and the ignorance, I found myself gripped.
And Alex, is this a play that gripped you?
It did start slowly, but then it built up. It had a really rock-solid emotional core, and it had a superb mixture of a really simple personal story about a group of teenagers with a much larger theme, British militarism. And I've actually found it quite chilling. The dance at the sort of movements at the beginning, when they're sunbathing or when they appear, that evoked that kind of dreamy thing about childhood. Then there was that really thrilling moment when the Sex Pistols' God Save the Queen kicks in, and the three boys start pogoing, but in that kind of way, you know, they're telling the story of their military, sort of quasi-military exercises. And suddenly they're joined by the girl, and she's doing things like her nails and her hair as she's pogoing, you know, as if to emphasize that thematic thing that very young, your choices are limited by the way you're socialized, especially if you're working class. And that said so much in about 3 minutes of actually very thrilling, you know, I mean, the Sex Pistols, to me at least, they're very seductive. I wanted to get up on stage with them. But at the same time, it was horrific, because this kind of song, which is quite sarcastic, was being co-opted by these very militarist, very thuggish, and very, perhaps, potentially very unpleasant young men.
But they're even more hermetically sealed, aren't they, because they're part of their army culture. Yeah. And of course the great shock at the moment, at the end, is that an act of murder is committed and the army looks after its own, and that there are Pierre. I mean, it's slightly evasive, that final scene, and a bit confused, but it appears that there have been no repercussions.
Oh, yes, and, you know, that's one of the kind of frightening things of the whole story. Also, it's almost like an anthropological account. I mean, how does a nation create its own identity? And there's plenty of examples. The boys, they decide their territory, which is the waters off Gibraltar, where they hunt octopus, must not be invaded, as they see it, by anybody else. They build their identity against other people. Obviously, they're slightly provoked. There's a kind of anti-English day, in which Gibraltarians apparently go around beating up English children. But instead of staying at home, as in fact one of the characters is forced to do, the other two, you know, rise to the challenge and up the ante by arming themselves. So it becomes a real parable of what, perhaps whether we like it or not, Britain does as regards Iraq, as regards other parts of the world. I thought that as a picture of Britishness, it was chilling and very, very real to me. The two lines from the Sex Pistols, England's dreaming and no future. I mean, they're almost, what, 30 years old now? They seemed incredibly relevant.
What do we think about the production then? A round of applause for the actors?
Oh, I think the young cast were absolutely wonderful, really. You know, and in fact we should, you know, in tribute to them, actually name them. You know, Callum Callahan, James Marchant, Stephen White and Jenny Platt. I thought they were really wonderful, actually. And I know you say it's a kind of text-heavy play. It was given, I thought, a really good production that really went beyond what was written. But actually, what was written, I thought, was very, very strong. I mean, just nowadays, to put on stage the statement that war's what we do in it, what we do best. It don't matter who we fight either. Reckon we'll always be at war with someone, and we always win. Now, if that doesn't chill the blood, I don't know what does.
And it certainly does mean that and you do leave the theatre thinking that these are the people who are having to cope with the complete chaos of Iraq, and they're hardly equipped to do so.
I also kept feeling that it was all, I mean, you could see those boys up in Bradford and who are members of the BNP. So, and also they are football people as well, yeah. I felt very much.
So a portrait then of Britain now as much as Gibraltar in 1982. Carol Wattis, Alex Hitz, Jane Edwards, thank you very much.